Doink, or Doink, depending on how you pronounce it, is an animation or drawing creator. It's a really quite a sophisticated one in comparison with some of the other online animation tools. You can create an animation without having to register, although you can't save it. When you do try and save it or publish it, you will be prompted to create an account. But if you just wanted to test it out with your students and give them a little bit of practice first and see whether or not they enjoy using it, then being able to create an animation and play it and see how all the different tools work might be quite useful. Talking of the tools, you get the ones that you might commonly expect to get. Starting off with a blank canvas, you've got a paintbrush tool. You can change the width and style of that. You get an eraser. Again, you can change the width and style. A fill tool, which allows you to change the colour of some of the shapes you've drawn. Standard shape tool, rectangles and circles or ellipses. And a text tool. Now, in addition, though, once you've drawn a shape onto your canvas, you can change it in different ways. You get some of the features that you'd more commonly expect with a vector graphics program. So you can actually click on the shape and move it around on the screen. And with pixel-based editors, you can't always do that. So that's particularly useful. You can also change the size and transform the shape using that particular tool. You get a reasonably sophisticated colour palette, so that's helpful, and an eyedropper. And then when it comes to creating the animation, you do that frame by frame, obviously. Once you've created your first frame, you can either add a new one, or if you're just going to make some subtle changes to the frame that you've got, and perhaps move a shape within a background, then cloning that frame is particularly useful. You also get a play button, so you can just keep playing your animation to see how it's work coming along. So all of that's really useful. In addition, there's a prop feature, so you can go and get things that people have already created. When you're ready to publish, you've got several different options. Once you've created your account, as I said, you get a URL, so you can provide a link to someone else. That's assuming that you've not chosen to make your animation private, of course. You get an embed code. You can post straight to YouTube. Or you can download a Shockwave Flash version, which is really helpful. So all of those make Doink or Doink particularly powerful, I feel, and very well worth trying out. Oh, they do have an iPad app if you've got a few coins and you want to pay for that.